Hi, you're listening to Book Chat with author Vivian E. Moore.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode. We really appreciate you joining us. This podcast really shows us how we can all learn, live, and thrive off of each other. By sharing our knowledge through our conversations, we will impart some knowledge whilst learning ourselves how to progress even further. Here is your host.
Hello and welcome to Book Chat. I am your host, author Vivian E. Moore. I hope everyone had a great week and I hope you are having an even better weekend. I am so excited about today's episode, so we're not going to prolong it, all right? So we're going to get straight to it. So the title is, it's in there, and the topic is story elements. So we know that in the culinary world, or maybe not in the culinary world, but if you are a good cook or you know, whatever your talent is, we know that that a well-crafted sauce, meal, dish, whatever it is, can elevate it from just being ordinary to extraordinary. All right. So we know that any good cook in the kitchen can turn a simple meal into a culinary masterpiece. All right. So we know mama did it, grandmama did it. So we can do it too. But equally in storytelling, the careful infusion of crucial elements, they can transform a narrative from bland to fascinating. All right. So it can leave a lasting impact on the audience. And that's what we wanted to do. So in today's episode, we will explore the parallels between crafting a delicious sauce, meal, whatever it is, and developing a compelling story. So first of all, let's talk about those ingredients. All right. So we know that every good meal has to have some ingredients, and it also needs some inspiration. All right. So we just can't go into the kitchen, you know, and be all lackluster, and because we really don't want to do it. So that means that, you know, we're really not inspired. So we know how that's going to turn out in the end. Right. So the same thing, just like a chef who draws inspiration from picky palates and then the culture around them, we know that a storyteller also finds inspiration, you know, in the world around them. So it could be, you know, just a fleeting moment, or it could be something historical. It can be a powerful emotion, you know, whatever it is that can spark the creative process. We all need that spark, okay, a creativity to get us going. All right, so that is the inspiration behind it all. All right, so now let's talk about a theme. We know that that all good chefs, they have a theme, you know, whether it is from the hors d'oeuvre to the main meal, there is a distinct theme of what that meal is going to consist of. All right. So the same thing applies to storytelling. And we know that every great sauce has a central theme or a flavor profile. Okay. We know how important that flavor profile is. Right. So we know that harmonizes all of those ingredients. All right. So likewise, a story, it needs a clear theme or a message too, that gives it intensity and coherence, all right, that we talked about in having that centralized theme, because that will help guide the plot and it will also aid in character development. All right, so now let's talk about those characters, shall we? That was a great segue. So let's talk about those characters and how great characters are like the ingredients in any recipe. All right. So we know that those ingredients, like characters, they are essential elements that give the story flavor and its personality. All right. Have you ever ate something that was just so, it was just so bland, or you read something that was just so bland? It was just so. Okay. We need something that is spicy, that is lively, that has that flavor, and it also gives personality. All right. So we know that characters come in different types and they come in different roles, but they each have something to offer to the narrative uniquely. All right. So now let's talk about conflict. Okay. We need conflict in stories. We don't need conflict in our kitchens. All right. You can't have too many chefs in the kitchen because we know that that's going to stir up some trouble. And we definitely want to avoid that. But we do need it, and do not avoid it in your storytelling, because every great story, just like a great meal, it has that perfect balance of flavors that often achieve that are often achieved through, through that careful interplay of that sweet and that sour and the savory elements that just brings it all together. So in storytelling, you know, we need that conflict because it serves a distinctive purpose. All right. Because it helps to create that tension and it drives the plot forward. All right. So if you don't have a little conflict in your story, it's going to be bland. All right. So, you know, you may need to add some of those sweet and sour and salty, those savory elements to get it going, to get it on the right, you know, to get it in the right order, to keep it hot, to keep it spicy, to keep it flavorful. All right. So now we know that every great story has to have a setting. And we know that in a lot of our, more famous restaurants and things like that, they're known for the settings. All right. So story settings are a lot like those restaurant settings, the backdrop, you know, against which the drama unfolds. All right. So we know that how some restaurants, they're just, you know, they have that drama. They have that flair about them that makes you want to go there and to eat and, to bring guests with you so they can also enjoy and experience everything that it has to offer. And so we need that too. We need those settings in our stories, because much like the environment in which, you know, any chef prepares a dish, it adds that depth and that context to the narrative, and it will just, you know, immerse the audience into the story's world. And we most definitely need that. So we got to have those settings. All right, guys. So now that we've talked about having the ingredients, now we need some preparation. All right. So we know that every great cook or every great restaurant has a prepping chef. Okay. They get everything together. They do the research, they do the planning. All right. So we need those same elements in preparation of a story. So just like a chef, you know, researches the ingredients and they plan for the cooking process, a storyteller, they conduct that same research process that outlines the plot, and then it develops the characters to ensure that everything will be cohesive and that the narrative will be engaging, because we most definitely need that. So you need to throw in the research and planning, all right, when you're doing your prep work. Now we know how important layering and development is in any good meal. You got to have, you know, those layers of flavor, and you got to have that steady development, all right? So layering flavors in a sauce, you know, it's the same as layering flavor in a story, especially as it unfolds, you know, through that careful development of that plot and those characters and that theme. We need that. So each layer, it adds, you know, that complexity and that richness to the overall experience. All right. So now let's talk about some editing and refinement. Okay. So we found one of grandma's old recipes, one of her favorite recipes, and we feel like we might need to edit it a little bit, you know, might need to add a little bit of this and take a little bit of that out of it. Everything requires some editing and refinement, whether it's a meal, but especially in stories, you got to have some editing and refinement to make it, I mean, just chef's kiss perfection. All right. So much like refining the consistency and taste of a recipe, editing and revising are crucial in polishing a story, all right? Because it fine-tunes that dialogue and the pacing and the structure that will create a seamless and compelling read. Now, we definitely want that, right? So if you got to take a little bit of that out and add a little bit of this in, go for it. All right. So now we know that every good cook and chef has a cooking technique. All right. They have a special way of doing everything that they do when they're in that kitchen. All right. So some may like the simmering process, and some may like the deep frying process, whichever one it is. You have your own. They have their own special technique, and writers are the same. All right. So we know that some writers are known for, you know, their elements of a story, you know, especially if it's a thriller. You know, they have that special technique that they use every single time that gets the readers, that pulls the readers in every single time. And then you have those writers that like to let the story simmer a little bit, all right, to almost get you there, but then, you know, they let it simmer a little bit to hold you there and to keep you drawn into that story until the very end of it. So the simmering suspense of a story is a good thing. And sometimes the simmering and whatever it is that you're cooking in the kitchen is, you know, is needed too, especially if it's a sauce, because we know you can't rush sauces. They have to simmer a little bit to make them savory, to make them good. Okay. So we know that simmering enhances flavors, you know, in a sauce, because it builds that suspense and tension in whatever the cooking process is. The same thing applies to writing, okay? Because we want to keep those readers hooked. We want to keep them eager to uncover what happens next. All right, so now let's get to the balancing act. We know that every good thing has the perfect amount of balancing, all right? And that also applies to the ingredients in a meal or sauce, you know, whatever is required. We know that has to have some skill and precision as two of the elements of those requirements. Okay, so equally, a storyteller must balance exposition and dialogue and action to maintain an appealing theme. All right, so you have to have the right balance. You need that right balance. Okay, all right. So now we're getting to the part where we're about to serve this up, and we need to serve it up with some style, okay? Because presentation matters. You know, whether it is a beautifully plated dish or well-formatted story, the way a story is presented, it influences the reader's experiences and engagements, all right? So the next time you're getting ready to serve up a meal, make sure the plate is clean. All right. So now we're going to get to the taste test. You know, a lot of good cooks, they taste whatever it is that they're preparing before they actually, you know, complete the meal and before they serve it up. All right. Because they want to make sure that everything is tight. They want to make sure that the ingredients are all good, that it has the right flavor, that the seasonings are on point. Well, we need that same thing for storytelling. Okay, so we have to make sure that everything is tasty. So, and it has to have that emotional impact. Have you ever eaten a meal that just made you want to cry because it was so good? All right. So the same thing applies to that emotional impact in a story, because a great meal will leave you, will leave that lingering taste that will evoke emotion. And so the same thing goes for a well-crafted story that resonates with readers, and it will leave them with a mix of feelings long after they finish reading the story. So we want those memorable moments, right? So just as certain dishes, you know, become memorable for their unique taste, unforgettable moments in a story, they stay with the readers, okay? Because they shape their perception and their connection to the narrative. And we most definitely want that, all right? We need that. You know, with every great meal, no matter what it is, in the preparation of it, you know, with the ingredients with the technique, you know, we need all of those things, you know, that leads right to the end, to where we get to taste every single word, okay, that's in that story. You know, we get to let it marinate on our tongues and resonate within us. We need that, okay, because that is the impact. That is what makes every story so impactful and memorable. So, you know, in conclusion, storytelling, like sauce making, is an art that combines creativity and technique and passion by carefully blending the ingredients of every story element, that writers can concoct engaging and memorable narratives that will leave a lasting impression on their audience. So the next time you dive into a fascinating story, remember, just like a secret ingredient in a sauce, the magic is in there. And on that note, This is the conclusion of today's show. And as I always say, always, always, always tell those how those who you care about, how much you feel about them today, because tomorrow is not promised. So on that note, I love you. I hope you love me back. Until the next time you hear my voice, God bless you and goodbye.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode?